Thank you for the hold. My name is Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Hi, Mercedes. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Well, I'd be better if I stopped getting crap that I don't understand. I mean, I don't even buy a scratch ticket. I don't know how I wound up and somehow getting charged for a sweepstakes thing.
Okay, yes, sir. May I please have your first and last name?
My first name's Peter, and the last name's Rainville. And let me see, you want my address, which is 1044 Cape Jellison Road, Stockton Springs, Maine, because that's what she asked for. Let me see. The other one is 04981, which is my zip code here. Hold on a second. I'm in the middle of making supper.
Oh, no, sir, you're fine. She did transfer over the right person, and I do see that this started on April the 21st.
And I don't understand this, because like I said, I won't even buy a scratch ticket, because I don't have, if it was bad luck, I'd have all of it.
Okay, yes, sir. Do you remember doing any survey, or you think anyone in the household did a survey and said that they want a free gift?
I'm the only one that lives here.
Okay, yes, sir. So I will file this as fraud for you. Could you please verify your email address?
My email is RainvilleP, all lowercase, 568@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. And thank you for that. They have that on file as well. And the last verification I need is your phone number.
My phone number is area code 207-567-4013.
Yes, sir. They have that on file as well. So I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure no one in your household or anyone that you know placed your original order, I will proceed with the claim.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like I said, I'm the only one that lives here. That means I'm going to have to call that credit card and I'm going to tell them, hey, listen, time to destroy that one and give me a new one.
Okay, yes, sir. But this $59.89 will go back into your account no later than 3 to 5 business days. And
I'll wait a week and then I'll turn around and do that.
Okay, yes, sir. And I also have
a
comfortable.
Good one, Mercedes, when you're on the phone. I got another charger. You're going to love this. It's from this Pepsid. I can't even pronounce it. But anyway, it's out of the state I live in for 75 cents. Who would do something like that? 75 cents.
I'm not sure on that one, sir.
I think that's funny.
Yeah, it's strange.
And that
sir.
Done like 3 days after this one was done. And I like to keep an eye on my cards, but evidently somebody's gotten into this one. And it's not like I owe a lot of money on my account. I only owe a couple $100, but the thing is I'm retired, so basically I live on Social Security, so gotta watch my money.
Yes, sir, and I do understand.
So thank you
that.
Very much, Mercedes, and you stay cool and healthy.
You too, sir, and thank you for calling customer support.
My state right here, like I live in Maine. Maine is 75 degrees here today, but I called my son. He lives in Massachusetts, and it's 90 there, so that's why I asked. I said, stay cool and healthy.
Ooh, yes, because we're not in the 90s, but we're in the 70s. No, we're in the 80s, 86.
Yeah, it's 67 in the shade here. I like it here in Maine. So thank you, Mercedes. And I'm going to make some telephone calls.
Yes,
bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.